Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Why would someone call out another person's name during sex? Does it mean they're attracted to that person?
It would make love and sex easier if people's behavior was predictable, or if we knew what people's behavior means. However, behavior doesn't always mean the same thing, so it's impossible to say exactly what calling out someone else's name during sex means for that person. As a sex educator and columnist, thousands of people have talked to me about their sex lives, and I've heard from many people who have accidentally called out someone's name during sex. In some cases, it was a total accident, and the person had no idea why they said the wrong name. They claimed that they weren't thinking of this other person, and the name just slipped out. I've heard from other people who have accidentally called out the name of their most recent ex, probably just because they were so used to saying that person's name that it was on the tip of their tongue. In fact, sometimes people have been horrified that they said their ex's name, especially if they didn't particularly like their former partner anymore. A third situation is that people commonly fantasize about other people, even sometimes during sex. It doesn't mean that they want to be with the other person in real life, but sometimes people think of other situations that are highly arousing and help them to orgasm. If those fantasies involve the other person, I can see how they might say the wrong name without meaning to. Finally, yes, there are times when a person is in love with or interested in someone other than the person they're having sex with. However, maybe they can't be with that person and they still think of them, even during sex. I know of quite a few situations in which people had feelings for someone other than their partner and then accidentally said that person's name during sex. As you can see, people and situations vary. As such, I cannot tell you what calling out someone else's name always means. However, if you've been in this situation, then you and your partner might find it helpful to talk about it so that you can move on in your relationship and come to peace with whatever might have happened.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My girlfriend had a boyfriend that had a penis that was a lot larger than mine. They dated for 2 years. My penis is 6 inches long, and when we have sex, I don't know if I'm pleasing her. Do I have the size to get the job done?
Oh, the pressure that we give men related to their penis size is enough to break my heart. Seriously, though, men, if you haven't heard it before, let me tell you now. In all likelihood, your penis is enough to please another person. Will everyone in the world like it? Probably not. But not everyone in the world will like anything. As many women will tell you, bigger is not always better. There is only so much room inside a woman's vagina, anus, or mouth, and if a penis is longer or wider than is comfortable for a woman, then that can be really challenging for couples. Your penis, at 6 inches long, is on the long end of average. Given that many women enjoy sexual stimulation in the first few inches of their vagina, and often on the front wall, you have more than enough length to reach these parts of the vagina. Plus, sex is more than the size of a man's penis or a woman's vagina. Communication, relationship satisfaction, technique, an openness to exploration, and how two people feel about each other all have so much more to do with sexual satisfaction. If you're concerned about pleasing your girlfriend, consider talking to her about how crazy you are about her and how much you want to please her. Try to open up conversation in ways that encourage her to share with you what feels good to her or what she'd like to try. Together, you can explore ways of touching, kissing, and having sex that feel good to both of you and that can focus on what you both have rather than what you're worried about not having. Both The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and The Guide to Getting It On are two books that you may find interesting as you try to learn more about each other's desires and pleasures. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.